there.
Across the Dakotas and Minnesota, farmers are getting closer to the end of soybean harvest and starting to harvest corn. Here's Peterson Farms seed lead agronomist Rick Swenson.
There's a lot of areas that actually got going pretty hard on corn right now, too, and where some areas haven't. It kind of depends on if you had a lot of moisture. The areas that had plenty of moisture maybe are a little slower getting started, where some of that moisture stress stuff, they're a long ways in. I actually know a few that actually are done with corn already. It's kind of interesting to see the beans and the corn done before beet harvest even starts. This is definitely an outlier of a year.
Swenson says if you're not harvesting corn for grain yet, be monitoring those fields closely.
Where we had some of that wind come through, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, basically Elbow Lake across through Sauk Center, those guys are paying the price. I mean, there's stuff that's 50 to 90% flat after those storms. And they're kind of talking some storms this weekend. You know, if we do get some wind, hopefully they have got ahead of it enough to take advantage or take out some of those fields so they don't run into problems. Kind of prioritize which ones are the toughest and go after it that way.
The Dakota.